Embrace it. It's Zion's team. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of heart disease. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Here's the number to call. 800-998-1003. You should commit that number to memory. But I want your opinion. Am I out of my mind? Well, you can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA as we talk about the 126-124 loss. Notice, I'm 2 hours in the show. Now, granted, spent most of the last hour talking at college baseball coaches. We get ready for the college baseball season to begin. But I'm into hour number three, and we've been talking about the loss, in terms of the loss. I saw a lot of positives last night. I'm disappointed. Of course I'm disappointed. I would love a win. I think you played good enough to maybe get a win. You faced an MVP yesterday.
Candidate.
Yeah. But that's the difference right now, and that's good. You lost the game against the Clippers because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, two guys that are amongst the best at what they do, made shots, played clutch minutes and points. Pels is still learning. Who is their clutch player is the one question that kept popping in my head here. And it's why at the end of the game, after the disappointment kind of subsided a bit, and it was just easy. It was an easy thing. I'm like, tomorrow, it's my theme. And I think it's from here on out. The Pels have to embrace it. You as fans, I think, should demand it. It's time to give him the keys. Zion Williamson, 36 points last night. Another outstanding performance, 11 of 15 from the free throw line, 12 of 18. Key free throws in the fourth quarter. The ball doesn't get in his hands or finds his way into his hands at the end of the game. B.I., Zion, Van Gundy on the last possession. It will go to the phone line. Coach.
Just tried to get in a two-man game with our two best players. That was all we tried to get. We tried to get Brandon and Zion two-man game together. Didn't get much out of it, but, you know, a great play by Josh keeping it alive and managed to get, you know, we got two shots down the stretch, so probably not the ones we would like to get, but we got two shots down the stretch. So, just frustrating. I mean, you know, when you, it's so hard. Our guys are playing well offensively. It's just so hard. There's so much pressure on your offense that you're going to talk about every missed opportunity on offense because you have to score virtually every time when you can't stop anybody. And that's where we are as a team right now.
So him still harping on the defense as an issue. Zion on the last possession.
Yeah, B.I., it was a play design for B.I. to come off the pick and roll, for him to make the read. And he tried to go to the basket. He made a good kick out to Zoe. Zoe took a shot. From my point of view, I thought it was in. I think Billy tipped it out, and Zoe took another one, if I'm getting that right. And I think B.I. took the next one. But, I mean, it happens. It's all in the game. Just got to put that one behind us and try to get the next one.
Is that a situation where you're asking for the ball in the huddle, or are you just kind of rolling with whatever coach is drawing up?
That's a situation where I trust my teammates to, you know, make the right play. And I think they took two good shots. That's all there is to it.
Again, and that's not the wrong answer. What I'm saying is it's time to be a little bit different. That's all I'm saying.
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy. Hey!
Give me the keys.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
I was going to get hurt, B.I.
At the very least, that needs to be to Lonzo. Hey, look at me. Sure. No. Look at me.
To Lonzo?
Yes. Give me the ball. Come on, man. There's 8 seconds left. You're telling me he can't get the ball to him in 8 seconds?
Call God.
That the only thing you can do is a deep left wing by the bench and scores table three?
Call God over on Twitter. I like the username.
That's the Twitter name, Call God?
I think we all need to call God right now.
Okay.
You're not wrong at all. It's frustrating to see them go away from their best player on the last possession just to see them fold every time. This man was your number one pick. He then also follows up with, at ESPN Radio NOLA, two-man game, LOL, yet Zion doesn't get it right away.
Here is the final 3:11 play-by-play. Cajun Goat, I'm coming to you, I promise. I just want to set up the hour here. So Zion checks back in, which, by the way, everybody on Twitter is like, can you get him in, please? Wait, let's go. Why are we sitting anyway? Zion passed to JJ, two free throws. Zion layup, JJ steal, JJ three, ball three. Zion steal, Zion two free throws. Ingram misses a 20-footer. Zion two free throws. Ball missed a 27-foot three. Ingram missed a 14-footer. Schmidt Dua tweeting this. That's the play-by-play of the final 3 minutes. Basically, it was Zion and JJ. Neither touched the ball, the final sequence there. Again, you hear what Stan Van Gundy saying. I don't disagree with that at all. That your two best players, pick and roll, two-man game, going at it. Draw to defense, you're good. And again, I like that. What I'm saying is, how about it starts the other way? Because two possessions before that, I want to say, on one of those free throws that Schmidt just tweeted, the inbound pass came to Zion, left elbow extended, then he spun towards the paint and baseline, and on the left block got fouled. They went to the free throw line and knocked down two free throws. He didn't pass it. He got it, turned his head, he put his head down, spun to the basket. On that last possession, if Zion touches the ball first, or quickly second, and he makes the read or drives, I think somebody's going to be open for a shot, or he makes a free throw, or the referees call a foul on him. Earl, you on standby in the on-deck circle. Cajun, go. You're up, sir. How are you?
All right. I know we're going to start talking first about my favorite player. Billy hitting the three last night. I think every time Billy scores, they should have the sound of the train coming.
Hold on. Just for you?
Every time he scores.
Stops. Get it over to Billy. Left corner three. Oh, my. He hit it. His first choo, main choo. Three. Pelican you.
There it is.
Instead of the Cajun Goat, needs to be the Billy Goat now.
Cajun Goat. You might need to be the Billy Goat.
Hey, I'm on board with it. I can tell you that. I'm on board with it, brother.
All right. I think
Gus, you are totally spot on, and I would lose all respect for you if you didn't even have that opinion about Zion being the man, because everybody can see it. the guy's playing lights out, should have the ball in his hands. But let's quit blaming Lonzo for everything. Mm-hmm. Number one, the next guy on the team that's supposed to be great is who?
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. You just gave him all that money. I have yet to tell you about a game that Brandon Ingram has played well. Brandon Ingram, it was a pick and it was a two-man play between Brandon Ingram and Zion. Why were we throwing the ball out when we got it B.I. to Zoe? You could have got it in the block. He was one-on-one in the block. Why did you throw it to Zion? We need to reevaluate what we think of Brandon Ingram. He leads the team in turnovers. He is a poor defender. He is, for a tall guy, a bad rebounder. He doesn't rebound. Josh Hart rebounds more than he does, and he's shorter than him. You were one of the tallest guys on the floor, and you played like you were one of the shortest guys on the floor last night. You know, we got to quit giving him passes on bad games, because he's had way more bad games than he's had good games. And so I'm all with you that the team should run through Zion. Period, dot, question mark. There's no way you go to the bench and you lighten it up and you come back 0 for 8 every game. That means you're not getting better. I do not see Brandon Ingram getting better. I do see Lonzo got better since the trade talk.
Yes.
I see Zion getting better every game. We already know Billy gets better. And you know, the only person that's not getting better on this team is Ingram, but yet nobody blames Ingram. Ingram is playing very poor ball right now. And I don't know if it could be changed. The simple fact is he's slow. He can't beat anybody off the dribble and get to the goal unless it's somebody that's very slow. I mean, what's your opinion on it? I see it every game. When we go into a slump, it's because he's the one handling the ball on the floor, and he makes more mistakes than he makes good plays.
You're bringing it up here. Look, I don't think he's terrible. I think he's a good player. I think what you're seeing is either fatigue towards the end or periods where he goes cold, and a lot of it is primarily, and I saw it yesterday in that third and fourth, which is what started leading me to think of this. No one's, and I'm not going to say no one's helping him create those shots and stuff, but I think at times, if he's in the zone and feeling it, him bringing the ball up the court and having the ball in his hands to create a shot, fine. But I think Brandon Ingram could be best served at best, kind of like I'm saying, on that last play. If the ball goes into Zion somehow, some way, he gets it first, turns, faces the basket, puts it on the floor, either drives. And Brandon's waiting for what Zion reads. He's going to have space. In some of the games this season where he missed some game winners or opportunities, he had 1, 2, 3 players. You know, you go back to the Hornets game, he's trying to go around a couple players. He looked fatigued. He's trying to do it all on his own because, again, no one's bringing the ball up the court and helping him out and trying to do certain things. So I that's why I'm thinking he might be best served to play off of Zion. Zion's going to – he's going to the rim, and there's 2 or 3 jerseys around him. Brandon Ingram's bound to be open, and Zion is an unselfish player. In the last 5 games, Zion 29 points, 66.7% field goal percentage, 36 points, 93.9, 26 points, 50% field goal. The next game, 31 points, 81.3, and in last night, 36 points, 66.7. It's not just a game. This is a trend, and he's feeling it, and other teams see that, right? The scouting report tomorrow for Phoenix is, man, we got to do something about the paint, or you're going to let him have it. So I that's why I keep saying, just give him the keys. Have everybody play off of him. And it just makes sense to certain aspects of it. Look, he didn't have to shoot the game-winning shot. He could drive, and I'd be completely okay with Brandon trying to do that. But Brandon was like 0-for-8 or something going into that stretch. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I get it.
Yeah, but
and I understand.
Because now you just corroborated what I'm saying. But this is my, and I'm gonna bring something else up. The phrase that Josh Hart brought up the other day, mm-hmm, about guys not, you know, putting it out there and this and that. After watching a game last night and thinking of what Josh Hart said, he's talking about Ingram. This guy does not dive on the floor for the ball. This guy, whenever the ball is getting stolen, doesn't try to make up and go back and try to block a shot. He stands and watches. If he goes to the goal and shoots the ball, he stands and yells at the referee. He doesn't get back on defense. He's the last one down. You got to notice these things. And I really believe I believe he wants to win. And Josh Hart says that there's people on his team that want to win, but they don't do the things to win. And he doesn't do the things that needs to be done to win. To sit down and make an excuse that, oh, he's wearing himself out. Well, he's doing that on his own by not passing the ball. Because it seems like Zion does a very good job of having the ball in his hand, coming down the floor, creating a shot, and it doesn't seem like he's getting tired, Gus.
I hear you. Cajun, a.k.a. the Billy Goat. Thank you for the phone call, sir. Appreciate it. Quick break. When we come back, Uncle Earl. We'll chat with him. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cut Off, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
He's back.
He's like this thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
To Covington, intercepted. Tipped by JJ. Now Lonzo back to Redick. In stride for three. Left wing is good. JJ Redick. What a big deflection. The steal and the bucket. 117-116.
Listen to the crowd there, Jordan. You brought it up. You actually could hear a little bit. It was nice. You know, Reggie, we gave him the tickets. He showed up there yesterday. And look, it was fun. I'm not even, like I said, I'm not angry. I'm not mad at all. Portland got a performance by an MVP candidate. You saw it. You saw Damian Lillard, man. He was good. I don't think it's fair calling him the Matador for last night. You tell me who's stopping Damian Lillard right now, Jordan.
Ain't Lonzo Ball.
Oh, stop it. Anyway, Uncle
Maybe
Earl.
Maybe Drew Holiday.
Uncle Earl. Well, yeah, he did. He did. What you got, Uncle Earl?
Hey, Gus. It's been a little while. Hope
it's been a bit, man.
Good,
where
man,
you been? Do you don't like us no more? What happened to you, man?
No, I love y'all, man. I'm trying to thaw out from this blizzard we've been having.
It's gonna be a beautiful weekend, from what I gather, though. So it'll be nice.
Hey, Gus. If I can change course real quick. I saw what happened and I'm in the office, so that's why I'm talking low. With some of the football today with the Eagles guy going to Indianapolis, and I'm
yes, Carson Wentz being traded to the Colts for a third rounder this year and a conditional second rounder in 2022.
And Gus, what I'm hearing is the Panthers are making a huge push for Deshaun Watson, giving up three first round picks and also McCaffrey.
What was that again about McCaffrey going to with the Panthers, that proposed trade? Supposedly that got shut down yesterday. It was just a A reporter supposedly saying it, what would be the deal.
Okay. Yeah, I heard 3 first-round picks in McCaffrey.
Right. So, that was what was the report yesterday, and I think somebody apparently cleared that up or something. Yeah, no, I wouldn't, dude. I mean, again, we talked about that on the show yesterday that I can't imagine that, you know, you would be giving that up.
Hey, Gus, Drew's thing's got to be coming next week sometime. Are we 100% sure, or is there a 1% or 2% chance, especially if Watson goes to whatever and, you know, there's going to be a lot of turnaround in the NFL. Do we have a 1% chance Drew comes back, in your opinion? Or this is a shut case, like 100%?
I mean, I'm never going to say it's never a chance.
Yeah.
But I'll answer it like this. He may want to come back. Do you let him come back? I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, that may be one of those where you sit there and go, you know, like, let's say he calls. I mean, I asked this yesterday. I was legitimately asking. I mean,
and what if he gets,
did you think Sean Payton wants Drew Brees back next year? Do you think he wants him back next year? You know, I mean, or I wouldn't even say that. I think the question needs to be for Sean and for Drew. Can you win the Super Bowl with him at quarterback? It's not about regular season. Can you win the Super
Bowl? I think he can, Gus, if he's 100% healthy again.
So you'd be willing to bring him back next year and give it one more go?
One more go.
Okay.
If he's 100% healthy. But I think he's done. But hey, Gus, I miss y'all guys. I hope y'all have a good week, man. Let's get some springtime going. Hey, college baseball starts this weekend, and I wish the Pelicans well, man. Miss y'all guys. Gus, y'all take care, buddy.
Yeah, man, sounds good. Believe me, as soon as we can, we want to be somewhere we can have some wings and some fun and see everybody, you know?
Let's do it, buddy.
All right, man, take care, bud. 800-998-1003. Stan Van Gundy played what happened on the final possession. Here's the other thing, too, that kept the Pelicans. Let's just be honest here. Right, wouldn't Zoe or Ingram and all that didn't help. Jordan Damian Lillard was a very big reason, right?
43 points.
43 points by Damian Lillard.
16 assists.
No, it was stupid. I mean, again, but that you see the different levels, though, right? You see the different levels, and it takes time to get there. SVG on him?
Yeah, we just, you know. Our guys fought hard, but we could not contain him at all.
That was a Sean Payton answer. What? That was a Sean Payton answer. Coach, Damian Lillard. Yeah, you can't contain him. Zion on Dame.
You know, somebody, you know, that's the best way I can put it is, you know, there are players that they have a level of greatness to them that they're gonna hit tough shots. Like there are some shots they're gonna hit no matter what kind of defense you play. They're gonna hit it, but you know, it's just trying to, I guess, slow it down as much as possible if you can, and you know, try to limit the rest of his team. But tonight they hit some big shots. You know, he hit the big shot at the end, but I think it was a good basketball game. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but, you know, we can always learn from it.
Call God, by the way, on Twitter, also added Jordan at ESPN Radio NOLA. Two-man game, yet Zion doesn't get it right away. And that's what I was talking about in terms of just if you just switch that decision-making process. But, again, I can't be angry at the decision, which, again, is why I'm saying
the baby keys.
It's not baby keys. At one point in time, though, right? Mr. Dean, Papa Kleber, Mr. Gus, my dad, they had to make that decision.
They did.
It presented itself. However it did, that decision comes and they go, all right, I think it's time for you to
and
drive.
I almost wrecked the car.
Okay.
You're
not helping me.
I had to make a very sharp turn, and I don't know how I did it going at the speed
okay.
I was going.
Well, that's my thing, though. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because you're probably a case for learner's permits and stuff. I'm really good.
No, but this is like before I had my learner's permit
okay,
or anything.
But that's
it was in
my
the neighborhood.
Point, though. Okay. So you were going too fast, didn't know what you're doing. You thought you were playing a video game. Fine. My point is this, and this is why I'm, because you know what I saw last night and the night before, and he's okay. So what did he need to work on? Start of the season. Oh, Zion needs to work on, you know, free throws. Okay. Has he improved since the beginning of the season?
Yes.
Zion needs to, you know, take the three. Okay. I don't need him taking the three.
But he has improved.
But if he's wide open and the two that he's hit the last two games, wide open, no one around him, you see him, he grabs it, calmly shoots it. Sometimes he makes it, sometimes he doesn't. But more often than not, he's making more. Right? Great. Like, 1 to 3 threes a game? I'm good with it.
Ball handling.
My man goes AD and starts shooting 10 threes a game. We got problems. Okay. But hey, I got zero problems. And again, at the time of the game, that was my thing sometimes with AD, man. You're inside 2 minutes, inside a minute, inside 30 seconds, and you're selling for jumpers. Go inside. Zion has gone full bleep it sometimes. He just says bleep it, and he's going straight. Again, I go back to the second-to-last possession. I think it was the second-to-last possession. It was when he shot the free throws. So I said a free throws. It was an inbound pass, caught it left elbow, spun towards the baseline, got hacked. He went straight at it. No hesitation. He wasn't looking about it. No hesitation. I'm going in. Right? Went in. That's what I'm saying. He didn't. I'm going to get it and dribble, dribble, booty bop, dribble, booty bop, dribble, fall away spinning jumper. No, he didn't do that. He didn't get it, dribble, run over to the baseline, step back, one leg in the air, fall back, jump. No, that's wherewithal. That's knowing. He didn't line up on the three, right hand up, yo, yo, right here, woo, woo. He didn't do that. When the ball touched his hands, what did he do? Spun to the basket.
To the hoop, y'all.
To the hoop, yes. So he's showing me an understanding of, okay, look, man, it's, you know, it's that time. It's clutch time. But you can't be a clutch player if you're not given opportunities to. It's my favorite commercial from the Michael Jordan era. Maybe the Gatorade one. But the number two, what, why? Why do you have your hand?
I just feel like you always.
Because it is very telling. It's very telling of a guy who we all consider or argue at least about as the greatest to have played the game we're speaking about.
Michael.
He did an entire commercial about his failures. He brought up the number of times he missed game-winning shots. He brought up the times there were turnovers. Got worked over on defense. Lost games, series. Then it closes out with him shooting free throws, still working at it. That's what I mean by that. And I'm okay with that, and I like that with Brandon, too. This isn't me, one guy's better than the other trade. No. You're going to need both of them. They're going to have to learn how to play with one another. But what I'm saying is, in anything in life, there's a CEO, there's no co-CEOs, that doesn't work. There's a starting quarterback. You know the saying, if you have two, you don't have one. There's a guy you got to get the ball to on third and short. There's one person in anything, right? In this business, Jordan, who makes the call? It's Truck. It's our owner. You may think you do, you may want to, but it's one guy. It's one person.
Oh, you made the
You
call.
Have to have, well, yeah, I'm BI, all right? But my point is, I mean, you got to have one person, and you trust it. How it goes. And it's okay because that person can make the decision themselves or then ask for your help. And you trust it. And I love Zion's answer yesterday because, again, today's the day I'm saying, hey, look, from here on out, I think we're seeing a transition. Well, I'd like to see it. But Zion is still young. He's 51 games into his career. And you heard him on the answer.
And he can't buy a six-pack.
I trust my teammates to make the decision. Right now, in his mind, he's part of the team. he will grow into the role of the captain sounder I just played. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. Kobe, again, it took a while. It took a bit. But it all I'm saying is I would like to see at some point this season, since clearly we've seen sometimes on this staff it takes a little time for some change. One point in the season, I would like for the play to be drawn up, for the play to start with a chance to win with that guy. That's all I'm saying. It's time to give him the keys, man. It could be the learner's permit. I'm not saying I want him to drive us on vacation, but I need to let him start to drive here and there. When the other team has a run, put him in. Give him the ball. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. To the groove, watching lovely ladies as I smooth as they move, cause that's what they say, but I can't prove, so turn it up again and watch me move to the groove. Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way. It's like a Harden or a Westbrook.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, Jordan Kleberry. Do you feel refreshed? You look even more tired than you did before your little vacation.
Have you noticed how much I've yawned?
I know.
It's just I have a lot on my plate.
Maybe you should have had lunch with our good buddy Chuck Biggio. We just went and had a little wings. I'm surprised. I'm sure they were grilled. He would never have gotten the fried wings. Lathered in sauce.
Chuck is allowed to cheat probably for a full 2 years.
You think so?
Without having to work out.
I think literally Chuck could go
5 years. Let me make that
He could
correction.
Go a while without working out, and Chuck would still look, you know, like he works out. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say 2 to 3 years until it, you know, it starts to become like a little bit of some
no,
body fat.
No, I don't. Yeah. And when you say body fat, we're talking
like
2%.
It's not even.
Is there negative body fat? I don't know. Look that up. Like, what's the least amount of body fat you can
have? I don't
have?
Think you
like,
can.
Like, remember when Reggie was here, they talked about his body fat? Like, yeah, like no body fat.
No, I think it's impossible to have no body
fat. Yeah, you got to have some body fat.
Yeah.
I mean, you have something. I'm going to say Chuck's less than 5%. I'm at about 50. The BMI is not very kind to me.
Yeah, around the waist.
Yeah, see, we don't need to talk about the round of waist. Look, again, you strategically take a wide-angled shot, pecs up, we're good. Pecs up could be deceiving. You know, shoulders are starting to come along, got a little definition on the bicep. I mean, I'm no Chuck Biggio, but.
pretty dang close.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Just, maybe from far away with the certain lighting.
Squinting.
Maybe like
or when, just eyes closed.
Yeah, like
imagining.
When Anna just wakes up, they're sleepy in the eyes. You know, we haven't really focused just yet. We're standing there. No, this is not. I don't really think any kind of trick photography could ever. I mean, what is he like? 6'2"?
You'd be surprised.
What is he like? 6'2"? You ever heard of the show 75? Have you ever heard of the
show?
Like
have you ever heard of the show Catfish?
Yeah. That would be the mother of all catfishes. If I used Chuck's picture and then showed up and it was me at the door, I mean, 5'7", 202.
The girl would look up.
No, she'd think I'm the help. She'd think I'm the help. It's Chuck in. Go get your boss. That's what she would say. That's what she would say. Go get your boss.
Go get your boss.
Yeah, no, she would think I'm the butler or something, the help. I'm there to paint, do the pool or something. I'm definitely not the person on the social media.
That classic stereotype.
Absolutely. Johnny, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Gus, what's going on, man? What are we talking about, brother? Everybody knows it's over for the Saints. It's over for the Pelicans.
Oh,
we might as well talk about LSU baseball, man, the true winners.
Johnny, you think it's over? It's over for everybody already, huh?
Yeah, Gus, listen, I went to the game last night. Let me tell you what I saw.
Okay, what did you see?
As a former athlete, if you're off, you're off, right? And you know that. And the coach should recognize that as well. Brandon Ingram was off last night. He was cold. Every time Zion got the ball, something positive happened. Whether he scored, got fouled, whatever. So I don't understand that last sequence, and it was a great game by which you would expect. He hit big shots. That's what big-time players do. But that last sequence, I promise you, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think it went straight. It was B.I. and Zion. I don't understand why it wasn't like Lonzo and Zion. Why Zion didn't just try to go to the hole, clear out, at least he can get fouled or something. Give him a chance at the line. You know, that was just a bad coaching mistake. I don't even know why the ball was in B.I.'s hand. He was cold. He was off. You know, so.
Here's the thing. And I think about it like it's, I'm just trying to think of it from my perspective if I have it too. I understand the genesis of the play as to why I'm going in that route, right? I mean, again, he is an all-star player. He is a guy that you do trust and has made a game-winning shot and can do that. Again, remember the play was per Zion, in his words, was for Brandon Ingram to make the read, and he chose to go and shoot it. So, I mean, but that's the genesis of the play. Now, and that's why, again, today's show, Johnny, is why I'm saying that, and I'm doing the
baby keys.
The props. Maybe that thinking just needs to change, because I just think or at least once. I'm not saying it needs to be all the time, which is why I'm using the analogy of a learner's permit. Right, I'm not saying he's a Indy driver, NASCAR driver. I mean, you graduate to that. I mean, but just maybe let's just see what it would be like. Defenses have never had to prep on a last second shot for Zion to take it. It's never happened.
Okay. Yeah,
so let's just see what happens. Coach Payton says this all the time. Put it on film, and it could literally be the initial touch. You know, the initial touch. You had time. Initial inbound comes to him. He turns. He faces. Holds the ball upper right hand corner. Ready? Does he put it on the ground? Does he pass it? See what the defense does. All of a sudden, I'm telling you, whoever's guarding him, the heart starts doing this. The guy off the ball on the block he's peeking to the right. The guy in the right corner is peeking to his left. You know, is he driving? Where is he going? And it does things differently than if Brandon Ingram turns and faces when. If Brandon Ingram turns and faces the basket and Zion turns and faces the basket, your mentality as a defensive player is completely different. Without a ball being dribbled. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I told you before, Gus, they need to blow the whole thing up, man.
They don't need to. Come on. Johnny.
Yeah, I'm straight. Yeah,
Johnny, they don't need to blow the whole thing up. Come on.
What are they
Johnny.
Blowing it up with, Johnny?
Johnny, they lost by 2 to a really good team. Damian Lillard scored 43 points, man. Come on.
Hey, guys, let me tell you another thing I noticed, too. Lonzo, when did Lonzo start when did he get a jump shot? My God, he was on it seemed like every time he shot the ball from deep range, he was hitting, man. But I don't know, Gus. I just don't see nothing long term with the team. Lonzo has gotten better. Zion is a star, but I mean, I don't know, Gus. Think about, I mean, do you think Zion is going to be a better, I guess, overall player than Anthony Davis? Me, no, personally. So what? Where did they go with AD at the helm? So that's how I really look at it, Gus, you know?
It's hard to make that statement right now.
But Johnny, two completely different organizations. The AD organization and the Zion organization. Two completely different run, different investment, different knowledge. Just two completely different worlds. And
yeah,
to the point when AD finally said that, oh, that's all, folks. He did that when, you know, he was towards the end and has signed a second contract. Last night's game that you saw in person was, you know, game 51 of Zion Williamson's career. You know, when AD went,
that's all, folks.
That was the year before the end of a second contract. So, I mean, you know, he had several times.
Did you punch in a that's all, folks?
I did. I just played Porky the Pig. That's all, folks. I mean, he did. He said that's all. I mean, he wore the shirt, man. He wore the shirt.
Guys, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I love the young man. He's a great player. He's gonna be an amazing player. What he's doing thus far. How old is he? Is he like 19 or something?
20.
He's 20. He's not even 21 yet.
What he's done thus far is amazing. I'm not knocking him, but. You know, we'll see, Gus. Nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, no. Well, look, like I said, dude, just give it some time. It's definitely not time to blow it up. I mean, again, I'll put last night a chance to win. Some of the other games who had a chance to win. I mean, you got to give another full off season here. Remember this, Johnny. You got to give a full off season to make moves in free agency.
Right.
And more importantly, the trades that you've made in the first year and a half of the Griffin era haven't come to fruition yet because you haven't drafted them yet. They're not available yet. So you have to wait. I know it's unfortunate, but you have to wait. But in the meantime, what you do see is a guy that you absolutely can not only build around, but I think he's one of the better players in the league. Legit. I mean, like, legit. I mean, he's doing things in numbers. I mean, that's insane. 29, 36, 26, 31, 36. That's the last five games.
Yeah.
66,
no,
93, 50%, 81%, 67% shooting from the field.
Nah, you're right. I think I don't know if it was somebody on ESPN or Stephen A. or somebody brought up the stat where, you know, he's the only three players in the league has done what he's done thus far.
Yeah.
I think it was Wilt and a couple other people, which is amazing, man. So, I don't know. We'll see, man. Shout out to LSU baseball, the true winners. I hope they have a great season. And, yeah, I had to throw that in, Gus.
That's fine.
And another thing, Gus, as far as that, those Draymond Green comments, man, what you think about that? Because me, I think that people need to look at it from a boss employee perspective. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for player rights, but like Draymond had a problem, you know, with I guess the whole Drummond situation or whatever. Now, Gus, if your boss from ESPN calls you to do something, what are you gonna do, Gus?
I mean, I have to listen. I don't have the clout nor the money nor the anything to not listen though.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly, Gus. So I kind of, you know, I'm not going to really side with Draymond on his comments, even though I am for player. I'm player rights getting their money. But if a team organization or owner decides, listen, we're going to do, you know, what's in the best interest for the franchise or whatever. Right. I mean, it's like you got to listen to it's like your boss, man. If your boss tells you go sit on the bench in street clothes, that's what you're going to do. If Gus' boss calls, you know, ESPN and say, Gus, I want you here tomorrow. I'm talking about this tomorrow. You're going to do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'll see. And as far as the Saints, Gus, they need to get everybody, all these analysts nationwide talking about, oh, Winston and Hill. Listen, man, They need to make a play for a Matthew Stafford type of guy, man. That's the only way they're going to see some success.
Well, Stafford just got traded to the Rams, though, so he's out of play.
I know.
And Carson Wentz just got traded. I know what you're talking. You're talking like a veteran quarterback.
Yeah. They need somebody like that, because if not, they're not going nowhere, guys. Let's just be honest. You know, so they need to make a trade for somebody like I mean, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on the open market, but. I don't know. I know Wentz just went to the Colts. We'll see how that works out. Deshaun, I'm hearing, Carolina? A lot of people thinking Jets in Miami. I think it's going to be something different with Deshaun, man. I think Deshaun would be, like, great in actually, like, a San Francisco. If Deshaun is in San Francisco, they're going to a Super Bowl. You know? Bottom line.
I hear you, man. Let me hit the break, and I come back, and I'm going to play two bites on two quarterbacks and what they could be doing here as well. So appreciate the phone call, though, buddy.
All right,
good. Here he goes, Johnny.
But maybe a little Patrick Peterson action for the Saints.
Oh, here we go again. You know,
it's a yearly tradition.
I know. He came out already, and he said that's not going to happen. Why are you teasing people? There's no reason to tease people.
We need a line. Saints need a linebacker, though, folks.
Saving Collins, thank you for coming to our side. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Just ain't nobody hollering. What's a man supposed to do when he's down and out of work?
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at Houma's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal.
It was 1972, and in Miami, the Dolphins went undefeated. In New York City, disco was just getting started. And in Houma, the Foster family opened their Terminex business to help protect the good folks of South Louisiana from nasty pests. When you want to sock it to those nasty roaches, termites, and rodents, you want the local pros from Terminex on your side.
So call those Bayou boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive the new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
What do you think, Jordan?
About?
What do you think?
About?
Hmm?
About what? It's
about the Jets and Sam Darnold. Have you been pondering that? What did the Jets and Sam Darnold do? Chris Mortensen today.
You may want to restart the clock, especially on a contract and building your roster, as Joe Douglas, the GM, has to do there. That I would lean toward that Sam gets traded, and that the second pick is used on Zach Wilson of BYU. And I think you're seeing some mock drafts like that as well. But there's no guarantees with that. You know, somebody may not give them a good offer for Sam. They like him, but that's kind of where I would lean on it right now. And
who was that?
Well, that was Chris Mortensen.
Jeez.
No, Sam Darnold.
That was a
what?
That was a hot take.
Hot take.
Who you say to take at the number two pick?
You not agree with the hot take?
Who do you say to take at the number two pick?
I don't have that information in agree with the
Did you mean to do that just now?
No, but it was perfect timing.
Yeah, it really was.
Perfect timing. Here's Lewis Riddick on the quarterback that intrigues him the most.
Mac Jones from the University of Alabama. And he went into this long, detailed description about why he liked him and how Mac uses his eyes and how just how good he is as far as throwing the deep ball and why he's so good throwing the deep ball and the context with which he performed at Alabama. That's the guy who, for me, I'm doing the most digging on right now. And I understand the love for Zach Wilson, and I've looked at him a little bit, and he is dynamic. And I see all the Patrick Mahomes comparisons, and I know, look, Trevor Lawrence is considered can't miss, et cetera, et cetera, and I get it. But Mac Jones is really the one that's most interesting to me right now.
Wow.
Mac attack.
I've seen him in a lot of mock drafts move up, dude. Like, to number four, the Atlanta Falcons take Mac Jones.
You're not buying him either.
It's just hard. It's look, it's me. Who am I? I'm nobody. I'm not a scout. I've never played NFL. I don't know. All I know is that I felt more often than not, it's probably the beer calling or talking, but I felt like you could throw the ball to Devontae Smith wide as open as he was. I mean, there were so many times the guy didn't have a single defender within a 5-mile radius of him to deliver the football to a receiver or running back that was 10 yards past the defender. You better be able to hit that. That's all I'm saying. And I also saw when he was pressured, he got sight. Like, he has the mobility in the pocket's non-existent. And I'm like, that's the SEC defense, which everyone said, well, that's basically the NFL defense. You can't get a – I just didn't see a lot of plays he made with his legs to extend the pocket. Did you? It's a simple question. I'm not saying, well, why he might come out and, you know, be the next Peyton Manning. Because Peyton Manning wasn't exactly fleet of foot or anything of that nature either. I would actually argue that he became a better passer out of Tennessee. Like, I thought he threw the ball better as he progressively played at Indy than he did at Tennessee. Would you say that? Yay, nay?
I really wasn't old enough. I'm sorry, Gus.
I guess you're right. That's right. He went to college same year as I did. My bad.
I guess I could watch highlights.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I keep forgetting you were born in 98. Yikes. I didn't forget about you, Field Yates.
I went with Sam Darnold in my piece, and here's the reason why. I had already given the Jets Zach Wilson with a number 2 overall pick. Carson Wentz went to the Indianapolis Colts in my scenario. Deshaun Watson went to the Carolina Panthers in my scenario. The Bears aren't going to have a ton of options. Sam Darnold has not been an effective quarterback to this point in his career. The question is, how much of that was circumstance? Bad offensive line, bad receivers, and could a change of scenery to Chicago help boost his career? The Bears need someone who could help them win right away. Sam Darnold may not be that player, but they don't have a lot of other great options right now.
Mitch took him to the playoffs. What do you mean?
You know how happy it makes me to hear that literally your team, their current quarterback situation is so bad that here is a football analyst legitimately on air saying, hey, whoever's left is better than what we have. A failed quarterback somewhere else is better than what... I mean, I want you to take into an understanding of what you just heard.
He made it to the playoffs. You know, there's other teams that have quarterbacks and they didn't make it in the playoffs.
Unbelievable. Can you do something for me? We got plenty of time, by the way. Like, from here on out until the end of the show, whenever that is. Like, not today, like, of all time. Like, we don't do the show anymore.
Right.
You need to get Mitch Trubisky on. I'll let you ask the first question. I'll let you do the interview.
Mitch, you stuck it, baby.
I think we need to get Mitch Trubisky on.
What would we even talk to him about?
Hey, you know, that's your job. Make it a conversation. Get something out of
him. Hey, Mitch, what are you going to pursue after football?
Okay, no. Hey, really? So that's where we're going immediately.
That's what
huh?
you said.
Where are we going after football? Mitch, Subway, pizza delivery. What are you doing?
Have you made a call to Airline Highway yet?
I'm being dead serious. I want you to look up Mitch Trubisky. Find a way.
Let me see what his agent. Let me see if I could get.
Hey, you got all the time in the world until we don't do the show anymore. I want a Mitch Trubisky interview. That's your homework at some point in time.
Let me see. Agent.
What do you think? Think you can do that for me?
Let's see if I could get his. I'm see if I could get in contact with his agent.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, or you can tweet at us as well. Peter on Twitter says Ingram isn't ready to be the number two, and Zion is trying to be respectful of that. But B.I. has to know at least see that the ball has to touch Zion's hands. The efficiency which Zion scores is ridiculous. 60% from the field since he's been in the league. Closer to 70% during this run. Trust Zion. Again, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I keep referring to it as a learner's permit. Just start to increase to say, hey, we're going to run through him a little bit. Don't you think? What are you doing?
Athletespeakers.com.
Uh-huh.
Mitchell Trubisky speaker and booking information.
Oh, wow. Really?
Book Mitch Trubisky for your next event. I have to book him?
Kid birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, you name it.
You know, that I always wanted Brett Favre to come to my birthday party.
You wanted Brett Favre to come to your birthday party?
Yes. I always wanted that.
For what?
I was a huge Packers fan.
So you tend to like the NFC North here, huh, buddy? Packers, Bears, huh? Lions, oh my.
Oh, the Lions.
It's good to know that you hate the Saints. That's fine. Good to know.